This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I am glad to make this correction. They were popping in my ear.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
They were popping in my ear saying, oh, the president just talked about fake news, fake news. So I thought he was demonizing us because he's been out saying ban fake news, restrict the free press, and speeches all over the world from Greece to you know, Brazil the last month. So is the Pope. But now we're queuing it up. Next segment, we're going to play it with David Knight. He came out and said the fault of the whole Russian hack thing was the press promoting it and I guess poo-pooing it. So, man, they are like schizophrenic. They're saying one thing 1 hour, another thing another hour. They got the CIA saying, no, Lynch thinks it's real, even though she's giving press conferences saying it's not. Same thing for Comey. I think we're seeing major desperation moves here. So finishing up with Dr. Steve Pachinik, who knows the intelligence community because he was in the State Department and obviously other agencies coordinating things at the highest levels in multiple administrations. This is one hell of a time to be alive. Looking at this, what looks like just mishmash hysteria, this looks like panic. I talked to a high-level contractor and some other folks, you know, obviously people in the private agencies that you know, things like Booz Allen, people that fuse the info, and they're saying that it's just that, total hysteria, a bunch of leftists running in different directions, you know, like a hair on fire fire drill, not knowing what they're doing. I mean, you think that's an accurate statement?
I think it's very accurate. What you're seeing now is basically the president, Obama, really very frightened of what Trump can do. The legacy that the president has is being destroyed. Osama bin Laden was not killed. Michael Flynn made a point of that. That was absolute nonsense. I've said it for years. His Obamacare is going down in flames, and we have a surgeon now in charge of health and human services, and we have a surgeon now in charge of HUD. Now we have professionals. Obama can't handle this. The liberals can't handle it, and the media has nowhere to go. They can't rationalize. How does a man in a studio who started with nothing 15 years ago or 20 years ago, i.e. Alex Jones, get so much power and influence when they, in turn, seem to have none? And CNN has none. MSNBC has none. Now I understand Fox News is going after you. That's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. You have to be stupid if you want to go after Alex Jones. The major turning point, and I said it on your show months ago, what happened to the defeat and self-destruction of Hillary Clinton was when she pointed out to Alex Jones' show and blamed you for the false narratives that we created, that Sandy Hook wasn't real, that the 9/11 wasn't real. And in fact, what she did was to corroborate the very fact that all Americans knew 9/11.
Sure, so they didn't feel alone. So let me ask you this question in closing. And again, I'm just a bellwether. It's not that I'm that good. It's that they're that weak. Let me ask you this question. Do you think they'll be successful openly announcing they want censorship and want George Soros and a group he runs, as Facebook has announced, to certify what websites you can visit and what you can't? This is incredible arrogance.
No, there's no way that's going to happen. Number one, no matter what Soros thinks or no matter what Zuckerberg thinks, still, please remember that the Internet was created by DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. The key word there is defense. It's not CIA. It's not civilian. I warn the left again. If you do not understand what I'm saying, DARPA developed the Internet. DARPA developed social media. I was trained in that in 73. Trump was trained in that in the 2000s. And so we are using simply the methods and sources that were created by the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. The CIA did not create anything. Homeland Security did not create anything. DNI.
And isn't it designed that when you try to shut it down, it makes it sprout into something new?
Well, when you try to shut it down, you're going to get something new. And by I can guarantee you, you will not be shut down. You have been such an important voice to American freedom and to those who serve in our country, literally serve overseas and domestically. There is no way that the President of the United States or the wannabe President Hillary can shut you down. If they try, the consequences will be very serious to them, and I will not stop.
All right, that's what I've been told by others. Thank you, Doctor.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hour of the Friday Global Transmission. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing. 4 to 6 p.m. Central, that's 5 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific. It's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top if you want to restore the Republic. But I got to tell you, we're getting right up close to the summit, right up to that peak. We're already in the snowdrift, my friends. We are up there on top of the mountain, and we can see for miles and miles and miles, and the dirty rats that seize this country, that infiltrated, that worm their way into things, the parasites that are freaked out by greater men and women, they are having conniption fits right now. They are freaking out. regardless of whether Trump's good, bad, or ugly, the victory over the globalists, the victory over the press, the victory over their system, what he said about world government, the new world order, crony capitalism, is incontrovertible. It's death wounds to the globalist, to their system. And in their own publications, like Financial Times and The Economist, where they actually pretty much admit what they're doing and put a good spin on it, they admit they've gone from being in trouble a few years ago to being in red level, burn down the house, the ship is sinking, go to the lifeboats, run to the hills, and that's why Obermann and all these parasites are having freakouts. We read the transcript earlier, and I had him skip ahead. We lost the spot where he was actually blaming the press for making a big deal of it. Then he went the Russian hacking. Then he went into, well, we can't really publicly shame Putin if he denies it. Publicly shame our criminal government, and the State Department admits it spent $5 billion trying to overthrow Ukraine in the last 3-4 years, and they did it 3 years ago. They spent, Soros goes on TV and admits it. They admit they started the Arab Spring and put radical jihadists in charge. They admit they turned all this loose. They admit they've tried to run, what, 7 or 8 color revolutions around Russia the last decade, trying to overthrow it. Bush did some of this, too. And that they tried to run 3 of them inside Russia, running candidates against Putin. And Putin finally said, that's it, I'm arresting all these Soros people and deporting them. We're talking about tens of thousands of Americans and other people running around Moscow trying to overthrow their country. And it's not like they're trying to overthrow it and put in a free country, because Russia's already going in that direction. Lower taxes, gun rights, family rights. They're trying to install teaching 5-year-olds how to be gay. And again, I don't get into all that, but you shouldn't be sexualizing children with homosexuality, heterosexuality, anything. They used to call that pedophilia. And there is this whole pedophile agenda. Look at Salon pushing pedophilia. Look at President Clinton on the Lolita Express with a convicted pedophile going to a pedo island. Man, these people are into this crap. And so I am going myself to get into the Clintons and get into all of them in the pedophilia, because they took Pizzagate and said that I was the head of it and edited tapes. And I at first I didn't figure out what was going on. Now I figured it out. They are so pissed. How do you take the WikiLeaks that clearly $65,000 in succulent, delicious hot dogs. Oh, I'm craving a hot dog. I can't wait to go to the party. Are these really the best? Oh, these are the best hot dogs. Smell prostitutes. Now, here's the deal. That you're able to blackmail the president with that information. So there's a bunch of that stuff in there. There's a reason WikiLeaks released this. WikiLeaks said, look at this. So they diverted off into the pizza place, which has got rock singers going, and your preferences, men or women? I like kids. Well, we all have our preferences. And like, what the hell? And weird art and weird stuff. And it's David Brock's boyfriend and just all this crap. But then I hear that I'm saying Hillary's killing kids in the basement. And I finally find the tape. I'm talking about Syria, Hillary funding jihadis who are putting kids in sex slavery. So I figured it out. They diverted us off, just like Karl Rove would put a fake document reportedly into the Dan Rather thing to discredit the whole deal. That's what they do. And then I really clicked whenever Nancy Pelosi's daughter came out. The last few days, I went, Alex Jones is sending people to kill me. I'm scared. Like Pizzagate, he sent the gunman. We've got to ban his speech. It's going to hurt me. Oh, he claims I'm trying to overturn the election. Meanwhile, her very electors that are Democrats that can't even do it are saying, we want a coup. So I love they go, we're not trying to overturn the election, but we need to right now. Here's a video of celebrities saying, do it. Be a hero. Overturn Trump. Man, it's this weird thing where there's such control freaks. They tell you that we're overturning the election, and then they say, you're crazy, we're not. I haven't figured the psychology out yet, or whether they're gaslighted. You know, there's Martin Sheen. I'll tell you about Martin Sheen. I probably had dinner with Martin Sheen 10 times. I've had coffee with him probably 15 times. I have stayed at Martin Sheen's house. It is Martin Sheen introduced me. Well, his son, Emilio Estevez, introduced me to all of them. A big viewer of our show, kind of a libertarian, got, you know, that family doesn't take vaccines. They have whole milk. They're aware of the New World Order. And I sit there with Martin Sheen arguing with him because he liked me because I didn't like Bush. And then later he's like, well, you don't like Democrats either. And he has to admit I'm right at dinner. And then you see him always running around, you know, saying, be a hero. We've got to basically overturn Trump. It's a gang. It's a cult, folks. Because let me tell you something. If you're not for Democrats in Hollywood, you don't work. And that guy's been the mayor of Malibu. He's known as the mayor of Malibu. Martin Sheen's right up there at the top. I mean, you'll be at his house, and here comes Anthony Hopkins into the, oh, let's have some, you know, roast beef with horseradish. You know, you're sitting there. Super gracious people. Super nice. Oh, here's Princess Diana's butler. And you're like, yeah, you're famous. I know you. You know, it's crazy. And they know all about everything. And they've got armed bodyguards. And they're not really against the Second Amendment. But then when you see them on TV, it's crazy. And I'm not going to get into the rest of it, folks. And I didn't even get into Hollywood because of the Sheens and Emilio Estevez. That came later. I was already out there, you know, doing TV shows, being in some movies. When Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen called me about 11 years ago, I'm not name dropping here, but I saw how empty Hollywood was. Believe it or not, they were some of the most fulfilled people. The Sheens were, the mom and dad senior. It was, but going to these Hollywood parties, you'd be there, and Brad Pitt would be there, or, I mean, you name it. And it's just like, I mean, I've been at parties with like 20 people are there, okay? I mean, the most A-list there are. Totally empty, felt like my soul was being sucked out, and always couldn't wait to get out. And didn't matter how beautiful the women were. I was married, too. I didn't want them. And the last time, I was at one of these people's houses about 3 years ago, and ash was raining down by the pool as a woman in a bikini brought me some hors d'oeuvres. And I said, there was fires nearby. I said, I got to get out of here. When I flew in last time to L.A., I've been there a few times on things, but the last time to go to somebody's house, there was fires everywhere. As I look out the window, just burning like hell. And the reason I diss Hollywood is because people literally, you see women in the checkout line with People magazine, oh, the lives they have, oh, it's so great. A woman that's a waitress with a husband that's a construction worker that goes fishing on the weekend and goes camping and goes on hikes and goes to baseball games is more fulfilled and happy than the Hollywood people. And all I'm telling you is what the New World Order has to offer isn't anything. It's horrible. All the Hollywood people have evacuated to Canada or to Texas or to Tennessee or to the middle of nowhere. They're leaving. They're all leaving to New Zealand, not to do production, to just get away. Get away, get away, get away. And so when you see the merger in the 20s and 30s of Hollywood by the father of propaganda here in this country, Edward Bernays, he said we're going to fuse politicians with Hollywood and with theater to make them all celebrities so everyone worships them like untouchables. That's all they've done. It's a total illusion of peer pressure. It's totally empty. And I wish older people and also younger. But it's a minority of young people and older people, but that's the two susceptible groups, on average, that are just still enamored. It's like when you're young, you're enamored by celebrity, but you grow out of it. So they're the worst. But old people that are still into celebrity, you know, let's watch the Oscars. Is this a joke? A bunch of peacocks in fancy outfits? It's ridiculous is what I'm saying to you. And so this is the fall of all these peacocks. David Knight, tell us what you got coming up today, my friend.
Well, Alex, we're going to take a look at what's going on with the electors. We're also going to look in detail at this organization, the Poynter Institute, which says that they're part of the International Fact-Checking Network. The
Poynter and Institute, Snopes is part of that.
Yeah. Well, no, Snopes is different, but Snopes.
And I'm saying Snopes is part of the. Snopes. I'm not correcting you. I just want to be clear. Snopes is part of the consortium that Facebook's going to use.
Exactly. Exactly. Those are the two people, the primary groups that they're going to have vet everything. As you were talking about Snopes, you know, a man and his wife on the couch with a cat, you know, doing this. The Poynter Institute has a faculty of six people. It's a mail order institute. They have online seminars that they do, and these are the people, not the Columbia School.
There's your headline, mail order diploma group with an office of six people, probably, you know, above a Chinese restaurant somewhere. It's going, you know, meanwhile, behind the innocent bookstore facade. A great point. In fact, I knew it was a tiny group. I didn't know it was a mail order. Twitter deal. Can I order a doctorate from there?
You probably can. I don't know. They even have degrees, Alex. They do online seminars and other things like that. So, yeah, this is how did they get picked? Well, the answer is that they're Soros financed. Okay. So they've got some connections to Soros and to Pierre Omidyar and these other instances. We're going to look at that. We're also going to look at this faithless elector, Chris Super. And it now turns out it looks like he has stolen valor. He's not even a 9/11 fireman, as he's
Well, we know they had Democrats infiltrate this so they could set this thing up the whole time. What a group of venomous vermin. We'll be back with David Knight. I'll be back
this. Valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
Welcome back to the
stuck in Folsom Prison.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. It's Johnny Cash, and he's talking about the train of coming. It's the Trump train. It's already here, folks. And I have to say, as we look at this phony narrative, you know, we've seen a long-term strategy going back, made it pretty clear about 3 years ago when they repealed the Smith-Mundt Act, which prohibited our government from getting involved in propagandizing its own citizens. And, of course, that was a prohibition that was part of the creation of Voice of America, Radio Free Europe. They created this organization to propagandize Eastern European companies as well as Russia. They said, you're not going to do that here in America. It's only going to be foreign. Remember, we've heard that before, you know, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is going to limit the NSA and the CIA only to spying abroad. And then we find out that they use that very act to justify spying on all American citizens, getting a Mr. and Mrs. Verizon search warrant, if you can claim that it's a search warrant, if you can even claim that it's a court. It's a single judge with no opposition. The government just comes in and the judge gives them a rubber stamp to do whatever they want. So they use this very thing that was designed to constrain them as a means of usurping power and to do the exact opposite of what they were supposed to do. Kind of like the Constitution itself. You know, the Constitution itself, especially the Bill of Rights, was set there to constrain government, and yet now they have used they've turned that upside down and inverted it. So we knew this strategy was coming. We've seen this being developed. We had Drudge warn us about that. I believe, however, that this tactic, this fake news tactic, was also predetermined even before the election, because we see that this summer they were already putting together a bipartisan bill to do this very thing, to fund this through the State Department, turning it into an Orwellian Ministry of Truth, $160 million funding. I don't think they ever changed from that tactic, even though, in light of what we learned with the leaks from WikiLeaks, from the DNC hacks, we learned how duplicitous these people were. We learned about how they were colluding with Hillary Clinton, and in spite of all of that, they decided that they were going to try to portray the people who were telling the truth about Hillary Clinton. That's why she lost, folks. They're not saying that the Russians sent over an army of fake voters disguised as Americans voting in our elections. No, they didn't say that. It wasn't voter fraud. They're not saying that they hacked into our election machines, even though they use the word hack. They're not alleging that there was any hacking of our election machines. They're not alleging that there was any hacking of the vote totals. No, they say that the election was hacked because somebody, whoever it was, Russians or otherwise, told us the truth about Hillary, told us the truth about the Democrats, told us the truth about the mainstream media. And so they never abandoned this tactic, and it's become absolutely absurd. Now, I want to take a look at this whole push by Facebook. Remember, it was Snopes, and we all know who Snopes is, but the other partner in this that Facebook has pulled up is the Poynter Institute, the International Fact-Checking Network. Boy, that sounds very impressive, doesn't it? Where does that come from? Well, that's something they created, this place called the Poynter Institute. And this is an organization that has a faculty of six. It's got one small building in St. Petersburg, Florida. And if you look at their website, what we do, they say we teach in seminar rooms in our main campus. You want to call that a campus? It's a single building in St. Petersburg. And we teach online, okay? And I don't even think it's an online degree mill, because I don't know they offer any degrees. They just offer seminars. So how do these people get involved? Well, as Breitbart pointed out, it's because they're being financed by Soros. The International Fact-Checking Network, billed as a third-party fact-checking organization that is going to tell you, they're going to be the final arbiter of truth. And they're going to tell you what's true or not, and Facebook is actually going to label stories as being fake or not based on these people. And they've got a faculty of six. They're going to be pretty busy looking at all the news in the world. They've got six people at the Poynter Institute, two people at Snopes, and they're going to validate the authenticity of all news, folks, for us. They're going to be very, very busy people. But the Poynter Institute and the IFCN, this International Fact-Checking Network, so-called, is openly funded, according to Breitbart, by Soros' Open Society Foundation, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Google, the National Endowment for Democracy, the Pierre Omidyar Network, okay, which is also partnered with Open Society, George Soros' organization, on numerous projects. It's given grants to third parties using the Soros-funded Tides Foundation, the largest donor to left-wing causes in the United States. Another significant contributor to them is the left-wing billionaire Craig Newmark, the founder of the Craigslist business. Now, I want to take a quick look at the code of principles that has been put out by this overinflated International Fact-Checking Network coming out of an institution of six people. The very first thing they say is a commitment to nonpartisanship and fairness. Let me tell you something. There's two kinds of news organizations. Those that admit their bias and those that hide their bias. Okay? Everybody's got a bias. And if you don't admit it, if you're not aware of it, stay away from people like that. And the very first one on the list is ABC News. And then the end of the list is Washington Post.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I am not going to sit here and beat a dead horse over and over again. But I want to thank all the listeners and viewers for what you've done in 2016. You have changed the world. We should all be very, very positive about what's happened. Globalism, centralized systems, the current elite we've had is a very, very nasty anti-human elite. Really, the fourth generation eugenicist is in serious decline because they lied about globalism. They lied about what it would do. They've delivered racism, division, tyranny, anti-family, anti-human garbage. That said, they're down, but they're not out. We are turning the tide. Inexorably, you see they will fall. Well, other challenges, obviously. There's no utopia here. But history's being made. But vigilance is key. Notice they launched this attempt to overthrow the election once we got near Christmas and then people are going to sleep. They're going to try to ram through a bunch of bills on or before Christmas like they always do. Maybe New Year's Eve, like the first NDAA that Obama did that allowed the secret arrest of citizens. But just because it allows that doesn't mean it's constitutional. We're going to put up with it. So a lot's happening. We've got to keep Trump honest as well. But the fact that we're forcing them to come out and declare info war against a free press is really incredibly positive. A lot of people go, man, you ought to be scared. I haven't done the things they're saying. I know that they're trying to demonize me, but only the weakest-minded people are going to believe it. Lee Rockwell has a great article up on Infowars.com. Understanding the Trump phenomenon, the discomfort and horror of the elites is something to cheer. Exactly. They're scared because they know. Report. He was just mentioning it, David Knight. Faithless elector lied about being a 9/11 first responder. Republican elector claims coup d'etat attempt to overturn fair and legal election. You say that, and then Pelosi screams, Alex wants to kill me. Never said that. That's how they play the victim card. It's a lie. It's a hoax. Just like Megyn Kelly airing that tape. Now, we've got an edited version now. By edited, we didn't cut anything out. It has all her clips, her lies, like a 9-minute piece cut down. But it's her saying that I said one thing, and then we show the clip where I said something else. They took a story about Syria and injected it into Pizzagate, saying I said she was chopping up and killing and raping kids in the United States, not funding the radical jihadis to do it. That is criminal fraud against the American people because they're pushing to end the First Amendment. It's racketeering. Jihad in Germany. 12-year-old Islamist twice attempts bombing of Christian market. It's okay, they're letting him do it over and over again. This is what they're doing, and now Trump comes out in this, you know, in the middle of all this, just laughs at them. They can't stand it. Video. Member of Parliament tells EU bureaucrats they're responsible for migrant rapes. Freak out ensues. WikiLeaks founder. I want to play this clip and go back to David Knight. Julian Assange to media. You are increasingly not very important. With every day, they've got to run bigger and bigger hoaxes, and they get less and less of an effect. It's like a heroin head that started out with some tiny amount. I don't know what they take, but I know it's a smaller dose up front. And then by the end, they've got to take such giant dosages, they start having overdoses because the old dose doesn't work anymore. And now, I mean, what happens when people learn? I didn't say Hillary was chopping people up in the basement of a pizza place. What's going to happen when they get the full clip? Because the media isn't just lying in a vacuum now. We're here. You're here. And it's not just me. They do it constantly. Speaking of that, let's go to this Assange clip. Here it is.
I think this is very important for our audience to fully, completely grasp and to understand. So you only had 3 pages on the RNC. Do you think the media in the U.S. is trying to scapegoat you, and what message do you have for them?
That, in fact, the Russians...
They're increasingly not very important.
So true.
I think Trump has even made this statement. I mean, they're a paper tiger in this election, and the new publications on the internet, one can get pretty directly to the people. So this old press are less important, and the degree of bias they've been showing during the electoral process, and it has come from both sides, but I suppose particularly the liberal press, readers see that. They feel it. They don't like being lectured to or told what to do, and they rebel against it. I guess this is the other reason why Trump won that no one's speaking about, which is that kind of hectoring from the liberal media in the United States and the type of advertising that Hillary Clinton was putting out really turned people off, because it seemed like those people who already had a lot of social power were telling you what to do, and so you wanted to do the opposite.
How?
That's right. I'm gonna hand the baton to David Knight and then get ready to tape some stuff for the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock, and a lot of special reports over the weekend, because it's exciting to be part of this animating contest of liberty. It's exciting to let these rats know when they put out lies, we can counter them. But briefly, again, thank you for your support, your prayers. We're running the biggest specials we ever run. You know, we do more specials than we used to because folks like it. Our products are already not overpriced. These are really good deals. It's not like we raise the price and then lower it and say it's a sale. That's why Black Friday is one of the worst times to shop. On average, they've done big actuaries because big corporations just raise the price the week before, then lower it to the regular price the week of Black Friday. When we have a Black Friday, we really slash prices. Well, the same thing here. 50% off colloidal silver, $9.95. The same stuff's $19 to $24 at Whole Foods. We private label it Silver Bullet. and it just goes from there. 30% off Living Defense. Everything's 30 to 50% off. The lowest discount's 25%. And we're about to sell out a lot of this. The Super Blue, first toothpaste with colloidal silver and true atomic iodine, nascent iodine, amazing peppermint, tea tree oil, and more, developed and produced by the biggest organic toothpaste producer in the country and private label for InfoWars.com, according to our recipe. And, boy, it is selling out as we speak, so thank you all for your support. But I always miscalculate. I wish I had produced more because then we could actually fund the operation just off that. But tell me what you think of it. Give it a review. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, the water filters, the books, the films, the Patriot apparel. Trump is my president, again, is only available in a few sizes now. Limited edition Hillary for President 2017 with George Soros as a goblin, says deport Soros. And then InfoWars.com on the right shoulder. All of this is a way to meet like-minded people, spread the word, defend the First Amendment. We're in a fight for our lives, but we're beginning to turn the tide. So, again, I want to thank Drudge Report this year for leading the charge against the globalist. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank our affiliates, the great crew here, folks like John Harmon and Scott up there at GCN, and my parents and family for putting up with all the attacks and the rest of it, my children, just everybody. It's been amazing. I'm still going to be here this Sunday, and I think I'm hosting all the way through. I think Thursday of next week I'm going to take my son hunting and hang out with my daughters. I'm going to go camping. But I'm going to be here. And then right through after New Year's, I'm going to be here next week. I am going to be going on a little trip, little investigative journalism piece I'm going to do for a few days, but that's not going to be announced quite yet. Anyway, let's just say it'll make the mainstream media jealous. And then there's just so much more coming up here towards the end of the year. We don't just go to sleep and hibernate while the globalists are trying to rape us during the night. That's when we have the watchmen and watch ladies on the wall. So handing the baton back to David Knight in a studio about 50 feet from me right here on the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas.
Thank you, Alex. You know, you're playing that clip of Julian Assange. I was glad to hear that live interview with Sean Hannity because it lets us know that he's okay. It's just amazing. He's okay. He's alive, okay? He's still under house arrest now for years.
I don't mean to interrupt. I'm famous for this, but people keep saying we're conspiracy theorists when he hadn't been heard for 45 days a few weeks ago. Then he came out, finally did an interview, but he's admittedly under house arrest. They're not letting him do more and more interviews. It's the pressure that allows him to get a few of these out. They are beginning to hope people forget about him. His own people 30-something days ago said, we don't even know if he's still in there either. Okay, so that's WikiLeaks saying that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it was our concern that we put that out there. We weren't trying to undermine him in any way. We were trying to help defend him. I mean, we have to watch each other's backs. One of the other things that he said in that interview was that this attempt by these electors to try to overthrow this election, he said, of course, it's going to fail. But he said it sets a very dangerous precedent, and all this talk about this sets a very dangerous precedent for the future where people could try to overthrow the elections in America. We have to understand that that's really what is at the bottom of this. And I want to talk about this faithless elector issue. I want to go back to that. But I want to finish up because I ran out of time at the in the last segment when I was talking about the Poynter Institute, because I think it's very, very interesting to take a look at their code of principles. They put out five principles, which are all commitments that they're talking about. And when you look at the organizations that they have had here that they list at the bottom of this article, there's 43 organizations, almost all of them foreign. There's a few of them in the United States, only about five or six of them here in the United States. And I want you to, we'll talk about these organizations, but keep this in mind as we talk about these organizations. First of all, a commitment to nonpartisanship and fairness. And as I said, as we're going to the break, the very first one on the list was ABC News. And I thought, nonpartisanship and fairness, ABC News. Remember when they were pushing Obamacare at the White House and ABC News hung out there for a week and you couldn't even and the Republican Party said, we want to get some equal time here. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, we want to buy equal time. No, we're not even going to sell you any equal time. And then, of course, George Stephanopoulos, who was joined at the hip with the Clintons, is living there. Then you've also got Climate Feedback, okay? No, they're not partisan about anything. No agenda there with an organization called Climate Feedback. They're going to vet all the information about whether or not there's, you know, man-made global warming. So they're going to label anything that opposes their agenda as false. And then, of course, we also have Snopes and then the Washington Post. How does that work out? A commitment to nonpartisanship and fairness. And these people at the Poynter Institute, are they checking these organizations that sign up to their code of principles? I mean, it was the Washington Post. We had Bob Woodward bragging back in May, saying he had assigned a team of 20 reporters to investigate Donald Trump. He said, we're going to do a book. We're going to look into every phase of his life. And they made some stuff up about Donald Trump, nothing significant. And, of course, it was made up. It was easily dismissed and a fact-checking organization. But compare that to Hillary Clinton, okay? Releasing true information about Hillary Clinton is called hacking the election. Well, if that's true, then isn't the Washington Post and Bob Woodward guilty of hacking the election, or at least attempting to hack the election because they're trying to find dirt on Donald Trump? When people found dirt on Hillary Clinton and they made it public, that's called hacking the election. And, of course, we've seen all of these same people in these very emails colluding with the Clintons, colluding with the Democrat Party, behind the scenes to shut down our election. Then they say a commitment to transparency of sources. Well, maybe the Poynter Institute should point out that they are funded by George Soros and Melinda Gates' organization, all these billionaires who are leading the attack on free speech. And, of course, this, as I pointed out, is just a quote-unquote institute with six faculty members that does online seminars. They're the ones who are going to label everything as true or false. Transparency of funding, transparency of your organization, and a commitment to open and honest corrections. Well, how about this? We now have Chris Suprin, who is this faithless elector, made a big point of the fact that he's not going to vote for Donald Trump. He's an elector here in Texas. He was put forward by the New York Times and a lot of other media organizations. He wrote an editorial for the New York Times. He started out by saying, 15 years ago, I was a firefighter. I was part of the response to the September 11 attacks on our nation. Now we find out that's not exactly true. You know who found this out, who vetted this? Wasn't any of these national news organizations. Of course not. No, the New York Times didn't vet this guy before they gave him an editorial license here at their newspaper, featured his editorial piece, and it was an absurd piece, actually. One of the first things he says, he attacked Donald Trump's character. He says, Mr. Trump goes out of his way to attack the cast of Saturday Night Live for bias. Well, yeah, they are biased. He tweeted that out. How dare Donald Trump expose the bias of Saturday Night Live? How dare anyone expose the crimes and the lying and the collusion of Hillary Clinton and the media? Okay, that's hacking the election. And if you talk about how Saturday Night Live does that, he says this is unacceptable. Unacceptable. So I'm going to follow Alexander Hamilton, he says, in the Constitution, and I'm not going to do this. Well, I did a report on this on Wednesday because I tried to reach out to him. On Monday, I tried to reach out to him, to the people who represent him in the media, megaphone strategies. They said, yeah, no megaphone there. They've turned off the switch, and they are hiding in the closet. They don't want to talk to anybody. They never would respond to me. And as a matter of fact, they wouldn't respond really to WFAA, who did this investigation with a W call letter. I believe they went back to Virginia. They said in a heavily publicized editorial this month for the New York Times, he said that he was a 9/11 firefighter. Well, they went through and they talked to the people there in Virginia. Said, was this guy there? Well, they said he claimed to be a first responder with the Manassas Park Fire Department on September 11, 2001, and personally told us stories saying, I was fighting fire that day at the Pentagon. No, I was on a medic unit that day at the Pentagon, and you make a phone call to Manassas Park, and you'll find out he wasn't even employed there until October 2001, said a first responder who knew him. So they called him, and they found out from the city of Manassas that he was hired on October 10th, 2001, 1 month after the September 11th attacks in 2001. The fire chief then added his department didn't even go to the Pentagon. So Chris Suprin, who was part of a fire department in Virginia that never went to 9/11, said that he was a first responder, but he didn't even join that organization until a month after 9/11. And as one of the first responders who knows him said, it's no different than stolen valor for the military. If you dress up in a uniform, and he's still dressing up in his uniform and putting his picture out there, you dress up and say, hey, I earned Purple Heart when you weren't even in combat. He said there's a big difference between shopping at Old Navy and being a Navy SEAL. He also, they report in this investigation by WFAA, that he claims to currently be a paramedic with Freedom EMS in Dallas, but records from the Texas Department of State Health Services indicates that there is no such company. A firm with that name used to exist in Houston, but it went out of business in 2008. It turns out that federal court records also show that he spent the last 5 days in 5 years in bankruptcy while his resume says that he was working. And then WFAA says he never responded to multiple emails from WFAA and calls to his telephone go to a recording which says his voicemail is full. Same thing I got when I tried to contact him. As a matter of fact, same thing I got when I tried to talk to these never-Trumpers who said they were going to take over the RNC, the Republican National Convention, and they were going to make sure that Donald Trump didn't get elected. That's the problem that we have. These are not Hamilton electors. As a matter of fact, I've got a clip that is actually breaking footage here that we've got of some Hamilton electors that are meeting. Do you guys have that ready? I'd like to play that clip. No, we don't have that ready. Okay, so we'll play that for you after the break. We're getting ready to go to the break, so we're going to play you some breaking footage from a meeting of the Hamilton electors when we come back. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Come and take it. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has Ethan tried it on the wine spread? Much too long, three bears, three bears.
Popular.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In this last segment, I wanted to finish up on what we're talking about, these faithless electors, because we have the Electoral College that's going to be on Monday. And we had an article on InfoWars from Paul Joseph Watson earlier today showing some of the tweets from an Iowa elector. This guy is a doctor. He says, I'm getting inundated at my office with all this literature berating me, telling me not to vote for Donald Trump. And he goes, I'm going to keep my word. And he goes, I don't have the time and the money to handle all these requests that I'm being inundated with at the office. He goes, who's paying for this? Well, I'll give you one guess. It's probably George Soros, if you go back and follow the money on this. I did a report on Wednesday, as I said. I tried to contact this guy, Chris Suprin. I was going to be fair with him. I wasn't aware of the fact that he was a stolen valor firefighter, that he really wasn't, he didn't even join the fire department until a month after 9/11. I was aware of the fact that he had set up a 9/11 charity, and he was also involved in the Ashley Madison hacks, and the address that was there went to his 9/11 charity. I wasn't going to question his integrity like he did Donald Trump. So I was going to be fair with him. I told him I would stick to the issue, which is the Hamilton electors. The idea that we now have these progressive lefties who have always despised the written Constitution, written law, said, oh, we got a living Constitution. All that does is give free license to judges to just decree whatever they want, to act as little dictators, you know, because that's the definition of a dictator. A dictator dictates the law. The law is in their mouth, so you're taking dictation from them, right? It's not something that's written in a representative republic. It's just simply whatever the judges want to say. So that's what they wanted to have. They want to have a living constitution. Yet now these people are appealing to Hamilton because evidently of that phony play where they wouldn't allow anybody to. They specifically said don't apply if you're white to be a founding father. Only person that could be white would be the villain, the king. So it's a phony representation of a phony play that they're trying to channel here. But here's the reality for these people. And as I pointed this out on Wednesday, I did a report on this. We call it It's Faithless Federalists, Why Hamilton Electors May Face Prosecution. And go into more detail, we'll have to go in right now. But the bottom line is that there's 29 states where these people, if they listen to Hollywood, if they listen to George Soros, and if they become faithless electors, certain things are going to happen to them. As I point out here in Texas, and this is a 1952 Supreme Court decision that gave control of the choosing of electors and running of elections to the states. And the state here in Texas says that the parties can choose them and have them sign an affidavit and so forth. And they do. Both the Republican and Democrat party, you sign an affidavit saying that you will abide by the will of the voters. And that's what they're saying they're not going to do. Now, if he goes against his signed affidavit, that exposes him to charges of perjury. It exposes him to charges of election fraud. In other states, like North Carolina, where there's also many articles about electors getting inundated by requests telling them to go against their signed statement, go against the voters, there they'll get a $500 fine and they'll be immediately replaced. See, the question is, who chose these people? And if you go back to what Hamilton said, they were to be chosen by the people in each state. It doesn't say by a faction in each state. As a matter of fact, what he said was, we want an electoral college because we want to separate this from political cabals, from political factions. We don't want to have intrigue. We don't want to foment disorder, which is precisely what they're doing. And you see the people who are running this, people like Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Christine Pelosi. That is precisely what we do have, because we're allowing these people to be selected by a political party. We need to have the Electoral College. We need to have the federalism that it represents, the firewall against corruption and concentration of power. But we don't need these people. That's it for tonight, today's broadcast. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm David Knight.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.